Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and I have Kendra Winchester with me, and she's with me for the entire week. Hello, Kendra.
Hello, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I mean, it's a hot summer, but okay.
Yes, down here in the swampland of South Carolina, it is humid, and I am hiding inside with all of my books. It's a great time.
Yeah, I know. I venture out in the morning, and then I venture out at dusk. I feel a little vampiric these days. Okay, well, let's begin. Where are we going to begin?
So first, we are starting with a children's audiobook called El Defo by C.C. Bell, and that's performed by Sarah Tubert and Lexi Finnegan and additional cast. And this is actually an adaptation of a graphic memoir for kids, and I just thought that was the coolest thing. I'd never listened to anything like it before.
And it's also an animated TV series that I know because my goddaughter is in love with it.
Oh, that's so great. I haven't seen it. I didn't even know until I was looking up info about the book. And I was like, yes, I will go watch this because it's so cute in the illustrations. And so I was like, yes. But it's also a great adaptation that they've done here for as an audiobook.
And I'm always interested in sort of the innovative and interesting ways graphic novels are adapted into audiobooks. So tell me about El Defo.
So El Defo is about Cece, and she lost her hearing because of an illness when she was 4. And so when she started school with hearing aids. And in the 70s, she had a black box that hung around her neck and then like a corded headphones that went to her ears, and she was very self-conscious about it. And so what the graphic novel goes through is through the years, as her tech is upgraded, she's trying to make friends, she's just trying to live her life as a deaf kid. And she imagines her alter ego as El Defo, a superhero version of herself who always knows the right thing to say and what to do.
I love the idea of making up a super character, which I think a lot of kids do when they're young. And let's talk about how the soundscape works, because we are talking about a child who has profound hearing loss. So how is that conveyed through the audiobook?
And the audio adaption has like sound effects, and like they'll include image descriptions of different things so that you can envision what it might look like in your head. I actually have the print book, and so I would do comparisons, and I eventually just quit using the print book because I felt like the audiobook was doing such a great job of communicating the story.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit now? Who are we going to hear from, and set it up for us?
So this is the first part of the story.
Okay, this is El Defo. It's by Cece Bell. It's read by Sarah Tubert, Lexi Finnegan, with additional cast members.
I was a regular little kid. I played with my mom, Steph. I watched TV with my big brother, Ashley, and my big sister, Sarah. I rode on the back of my father's bicycle.
Whee!
I found caterpillars with my friend, Emma. And I sang.
We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine.
But then everything changed.
A yellow submarine.
Cece? George, do something. Hurry!
Please hurry. Oh, don't miss the turn. Oh, she looks so
My parents rushed me to the hospital. What's going to happen to her?
Please help us. She's so sick.
I am pulled away from my parents and taken to a room. Somebody sticks a needle in my back.
The fluid from her spine tells us she has meningitis. Her brain might swell.
But she's only 4.
Now, am I right in assuming Sarah is the narrator of the book? She's the CC person?
Yes, she is like the older CC looking back, and then Lexi narrates young CC's voice. And okay. I think that's such a great choice, too.
Yeah, I agree. And that was good. I like those short clipped sentences because it just gives you a strong sense of the profound changes that were happening to her as she was sick.
Yeah. Yeah. And once she, you know, recovers and finds out that she is deaf, she, like, the sound changes and how the sound is edited changes when she has no hearing aid versus when she does. And I felt that was a very clever way to, like, illustrate the levels of aid Cece was able to get through her hearing aids.
Okay, that is El Defo by Cece Bell, read by Sarah Tubert, Lexi Finnegan, with additional cast. Well, you're off to a great beginning.
I think so. It's such a lovely audiobook, and it's perfect for Disability Pride Month.
It certainly is. Okay, thank you so much, Kendra, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, see you then.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Belinda, the world-leading audiobook and technology company, making books come alive for everyone, everywhere. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.